K-High students were in their classrooms studying math or English as usual. At the same time, hundreds of music students from all over Southeast congregated in the hallways of the same high school. Every morning, we listened to pieces prepared by small groups and soloists. Each Wrangell student was there to critique these performances. Tara Hoyt plays alto saxophone for Wrangell.
Where are we?
In a choir room. Ketchikan.
What are we about to do?
We're about to adjudicate some solos and ensembles.
Can you explain to me how the adjudication process works?
Okay, so basically we have this form we fill out measuring about 5 different things. If we think they did well on any of those categories, we add a plus. If they did neutral, leave it blank. Or if it wasn't so good, have a minus. And then you write one critique about them after the performance and rate them either comments or superior.
Can you tell me what comments and superior means?
Well, comments is like, you did all right, but it was nothing special. And superior is like, wow, that was really good.
And then it was Wrangell Choir's turn. Robin Booker is known in Wrangell for being a fantastic singer, and even she was nervous.
Take that middle school fear of everybody judging you all the time and then apply it to your life.
Despite that middle school fear, the performance went well. Camille Kilpak, Nevada choir teacher and guest judge, agreed. From there, she worked with the choir, even if it meant looking a bit ridiculous.
So we're going to be in a squat, okay? Have you done wall sits in
yes.
PE? So maybe kind of similar to a wall sit. Sometimes I actually do make my kids sing and wall sit at the same time.
You wouldn't do this on stage, obviously, but like in any sport, you need drills. These make you practice the proper technique for a better performance.
Were you squatting?
Yeah.
Because, man, I was feeling the burn, okay?
Squat.
So I find this is a good way to get away from singing from the neck up and singing from here on up.
Around noon, the jazz concert took place. Here, the jazz bands and vocal jazz groups showed off our skills on stage. Wrangell High Jazz was the first to perform on the big stage for the judges. We got one superior. I thought we had a rough beginning. We were off beat, but we got right back on track. After lunch, we headed to clinics, including master classes for our main instruments. But there were plenty of other options. I play the flute, but my favorite classes were in dance. It wasn't modern dance or ballet, but it was just fun. The evening's concerts were dedicated to the choirs, bands, and orchestras of the region. By the time the Wrangell High School band performed, it was the end of the second day. Here's Tara Hoyt again.
Well, I feel like we'll blend a lot better than we have before, and plus our dynamic usage will be a little better from like paying attention more. I think that's something that'll go well.
So everyone's nerves had largely melted away.
Yeah, what about things you think aren't going to go so well?
Well, one of the things that's on the top of my head is, like, the nerves of everybody, which can, like, ruin your air support and all that stuff, and it can affect the overall quality of your sound. So,
well, like almost melted away.
That goes wrong, but overall I think we'll be fine.
I'm not going to pretend like we were the best musicians in the region or that we got the highest marks, but it was a good time. Well, more than a good time. It was a bonding experience, a meaningful experience.
Thank you.
In Wrangell, I'm Laura Helgeson.